All right. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. And I am very excited to welcome you to my podcast, Hear Me Out. This is a podcast that I've been wanting to do for a very long time, just because I really enjoy educating, hearing people about deaf culture, about the community, about sign language. And I thought, although it's very ironic, I thought a podcast would be an exciting and a very unique way of delivering that information. So just to give you a little rundown of what this podcast really is about, it's to give you guys a better picture of the deaf world. So I'll be talking about different things like sign language, hearing aids, different technology we use, and so much more. So I'm very excited, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And I thought that it would be very fitting if the very first episode was all about yours truly. So this is an introduction episode, and it's really a way for you guys to get to know me better, because we're going to be spending a lot of time together. So I thought if you knew me a little bit more, it would make you appreciate the information a little bit more, I guess. So, let me begin. My name is Gary. I am 38 years young. Emphasis on the word young. I'm not old. I am not old. I am not old. I live in Curtis, Ontario. If you're unfamiliar with Curtis, I truly do not blame you. It's a very small town, although I will say it is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger. We're getting new buildings, and we're getting new, like, high-end retail food places, and it's just getting bigger. I can see it being like a big city in the next 5-10 years. But anyways, if you don't know where it is, to give you a better picture, it's between Oshawa and Bowmanville. And when I tell people this, they're like, there's a city between Oshawa and Bowmanville? And I'm like, yeah, look at a map. Read a map. It's easy. So I've lived in Curtis basically, I like to say off and on, my whole life. And I love living in Curtis. It's a great community of really good people. And it's a great town. But I guess any town that you live in, you're going to say it's a great town. I can't speak for everybody, but most people like the town that they live in, I guess. So before we dive deep into all of this, you might be asking yourself, Gary, that's how I imagine your voice, Gary, how do you know so much about deaf stuff? Now, you might not believe this, but I am deaf. Now, the next question you might be asking yourself is, Gary, you have that high-pitched nasally voice. You should probably get that checked out. But you're like, Gary, how can you be deaf if you can talk? So this is where the first lesson is going to come in play. Because I'm here to tell you that there are deaf people that can talk. So when I say this, I'm not saying that every deaf person can speak the way that I do. I am very fortunate and blessed to have speech that is unrecognizable from being deaf. So what I mean generally when I say that is people that hear me talk don't think that I'm deaf. And I usually get compliments on my voice when I reveal that I'm deaf. I'm used to it by now. They're like, oh, wow, your speech is so good. I'm like, wow, so is yours. But nonetheless, deaf people can speak, but that's not to say that every deaf person speaks. So there's deaf people with complete hearing loss that talk. There's deaf people with slight hearing loss that can't talk. So as you can imagine, there's a whole spectrum of deaf people and their ability to speak verbally. Now, that's not to say that every deaf person speaks verbally, because a majority of deaf people speak using sign language. So we'll get more into that in future episodes, but the main point is there are deaf people that can talk, and that includes myself. So I have been deaf since I was born, but my parents didn't find out until I was around 3 years old. So they would call my name, Gary, 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 and I just wouldn't respond. So they started noticing, though, that if they would yell, I would respond. So they said, we should probably take him to the doctor and see if we can figure out what's going on with him. Because, I mean, I know it's normal to yell at your kids, but that much? Something's going on here. So they brought me to this doctor, and this doctor said, we're going to do a test, and basically put me on a clap and clapped, and I turned my head quickly, and the doctor said, nope, your child's fine, he can hear. And my mom was like, are you sure? He was like, yeah, he turned his head. Like, did you not see him turn his head? Hello? My mom was like, yay. And, you know, the thing about moms is they have that intuition about their child. They know that there's something wrong with that child. And the thing about my mom is she's like Sherlock Holmes. When it comes to finding answers, she will find the answer. Like, she will investigate the crap out of it and find the answer. And when she needs to figure something out, she will just dig and dig and dig until she figures it out. So she found this doctor, my doctor, who was actually my family doctor until this past fall when he just retired. He was also hard of hearing. He had two hearing aids, and I think that alone gave my mom some sort of relief, because she was like, well, if he has hearing aids, he probably got the proper tests. Maybe he knows a thing or two. So the doctor did the appropriate test and actually found out that I was profoundly deaf in both ears. And that's sort of where my whole deaf journey began. So after getting appropriately diagnosed as profoundly deaf, the doctor decided to get my very first hearing aids. And to be honest with you, I truly wish I had this heartwarming story that I heard my mama's voice for the first time and it made her cry. But to be honest with you, I truly don't remember it. I don't. And my mom tells me that the first time I heard a bird chirping, I was all like confused and scared, like looking around. Like, could you imagine the very first sound you hear is a bird chirping? That's so annoying. Like, it's way too early for this crap. I just am hearing, can you just not today? I just heard for the first time in my life. Can you just shut up? God. Anyways, so me getting my hearing aids kind of led my parents into thinking about my future and like my education, and they ended up finding a local elementary school that had a class for the deaf. So I think it was me and about 6, 7, 8 other students that were deaf. Some were completely deaf, others had hearing aids, others had cochlear implants. If you don't know what that is, that's basically a hearing aid that they surgically implant into your head. We'll talk about that in another episode. But this was a deaf class in a hearing school, and yeah, we spent 3 years together. I was there until grade 2, and then my parent decided to move to Curtis, the city that I'm in now, and I basically lived right in front of the school that I went to for grade 3. Now, in this school, I was the only deaf student in the entire school, and luckily for me, though, the teacher that I had knew sign language, but still, being the only deaf student in the school was something that I wasn't used to, and presented some challenges, although I do remember visiting the grade 7 and 8 classes and teaching them sign language in the middle of their classes, which means I must have left my class to go to their class to teach them sign language while I was in grade 3. And where were the teachers during this? What? Anyway, so yeah, I used to barge into the middle of grade 7 and 8 classes in grade 3 and basically teach them sign language. So, yeah. And then after grade 3, the teacher that I had was moving to another elementary school which was basically like 5 minutes away. It wasn't far at all. And there was going to be 2 other students in that class too. So I moved to that school with the teacher and had the 2 students join as well. It was TJ and Michael. So Michael and I were basically in that elementary school group of students that I went to when I first went to school. He was in that class. And then I didn't go to school with him when I went to the school in Curtis. Then when I went to the other school in Curtis is when I went to school with him. Then I went back to the elementary school that I went to in kindergarten for grade 7 and 8. Are you following? It's a lot to process. It's a lot of schools, a lot of deaf students. But anyways, for grade 7 and 8, I went back to the school in Oshawa that I had originally went to for kindergarten to grade 3. And in grade 7 and 8, I was also with 2 other deaf students, but not the same deaf students that I went to for grade 4 to 6. Then I graduated elementary school. Congratulations, Gary. I went into high school. Now, high school was a little bit different because my parents knew that high school was a lot different than elementary school. They really wanted to make sure that I was getting the best education. So we went to the school in Ajax that had a deaf program, and my parents just did not have a good feeling about it. They thought that I would be exposed to a lot of bullying and harassment, and to be honest, they were probably not wrong. I was exposed to quite a little bit of it in elementary school, so I just think they didn't want me to repeat that. And through some research and trials and tribulations, they found a deaf school in Belleville, Ontario. So we went and checked out the school, and we all thought, this is it, this is the school, this is where we're going to go. So this is where I spent all of high school. Now, for the last year of high school, I only needed a few credits, so I ended up going to a local high school to finish up those credits so I could graduate high school. A lot of education history there. I hope you've caught up on that. But essentially, that's where most of my exposure to the deaf community and deaf culture comes from, although it's not the only exposure that I've had. Because other than the education, I also spent 15 summers attending a deaf camp in Parry Sound. Let me say that again. A deaf camp in Parry Sound. A Christian deaf camp, nonetheless. And I used to go every year. Some years I would go for 1 week, some years I would go for 2 weeks, but I went every year. Now, I'm going to do a whole episode on deaf camps, and I'll share some more stories and some more facts with you guys, but, yeah, so that's some more experience that I've had in the deaf community. Now, since school and camp, most of my interactions with the deaf community has been through social media, whether it's YouTube, TikTok, Facebook. But I still try and stay connected with the deaf community, although admittedly, I haven't been using TikTok that much, as I found it was very time-consuming, and I started a full-time job, which meant I have a life. And, but I still wanted to find a way to educate people about deaf culture and our community, so I thought this was a perfect way of doing this. Now that you've gotten to know the deaf part of my life, I wanted to share a few things with you about myself to give you an even better idea of who you're talking to. So right now, my job is working in a factory and we make trucks. And my job is loading rear axles. So I put the rear axles on the trucks. And I do a damn good job at it, too. Before I started working there, honestly, I thought it was going to be, like, so repetitive and so boring, but it honestly ended up being one of the best jobs I've ever had in my life. And I attribute that mostly in part to the amazing group of people that I work with. They're not my coworkers, they're my family. They're my everything. And I'm also in the process of doing skilled trades apprenticeship through my job, so there's so many exciting opportunities where I work for me, and I'm very excited about my future there. Besides working and teaching you about deaf culture, I am honestly a homebody. I love being at home and just doing relaxing things like cooking. I love cooking. I've been very fond of making like Asian dishes recently, like chicken stir fry. And I've been watching like a lot of tricks to like cooking Chinese food. So one thing that I've learned that I'll share with you is cornstarch and baking soda. Mix that with your meats. Oh, it makes it so good. But anyways, so I love cooking, but I also love baking. Like, a lot of people either like cooking or baking, but I love doing both. I think I like just the process of making food, putting it in the oven, smelling the aromas in the air, and crying over the food. I just burned it. I burned it. But yeah, I love spending time watching TV, being on my phone, and basically just indulging myself in as many electronics as my eyes can look at. I'm like very intuitive with technology and media, so it's a very fun avenue for me to play around with. But other than that, I'm just your average 38-year young deaf guy who works in a factory and is eager to share the knowledge of deafness to you, your hearness. So I do want to give a huge thank you to you, listener, for taking the time to listen to the very first episode of Hear Me Out, and I look forward to educating you about a world of people you may know very little about. All you need to do is hear me out. Bye, everyone.